B-Pod Studios.
Oh, geez. Oh, ahoy. Somebody, you all right, sir?
As bad as Ray down at the dealership.
Jeez, Ray. You got a little worried about you. I heard you coughing. What are you calling me for?
I said I just want to let you know about a new project I got going on, and it's pretty exciting. You know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but I'm living proof that the leopard can change his spots.
Ray, I've known you for a lot of years. You sold me a lot of lemons. You've tried to change your spots by going to different locations throughout Southwest Florida. Nothing's changed.
Well, you know, Stan, times change, and the car business used to be such an honest profession.
I don't ever remember back in the old days it being an honest profession. It has gotten a lot better. Back in the day when you used to do those late-night TV commercials, nobody knew what they were buying.
But what did they know is that I had a perfectly good vehicle, but a price that was too damn high.
I know, and then you'd jump on the hood and say, come on down to the dealership right now, we're open late.
Well, big things are going to be happening with my new project, and we're going to start doing live spots again.
No, we are not.
Because I am proud to announce, Stan.
Yes.
Can you have your producer do a drum roll or something? Because I got a big announcement.
You got a big announcement. I don't know. I think he's got a rim shot because something tells me this is going to be a big joke.
I am proud to announce the launch of RayConlinMotorsports.com. Now, we're going to do it upright.
RayConlinMotorsports.com.
Yes, sir.
What is that? What are you talking about? Are you selling cars, Ray, or are you into motorsports?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, my friend, because it's a website, you see, and it's on the World Wide Web.
I understand.
Okay?
Yes.
I got my nephew, who's about 14.
What's his name?
Raymond. But I like to call him Ray.
Okay. Ray.
Some of his friends call him Ray Ray.
Right, or Ray J, or Johnny. Well,
but when he does that, I tried to warn him. That sounds a little ethnic to me.
I want to know, because I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Because the way you make money now is on the website. Hey, ladies, come over here a second. You know what I got? I got a couple of young ladies that are the Ray Conlin Motorsports Bikini Team.
Woo!
Let them hear you, ladies.
Yeah!
Oh, aren't they great? Yeah. Now, I haven't quite worked out how to turn the cash flow on this, but what they tell me is that, did you know that Microsoft, Amazon, and I think one other, they're technical companies that make a lot of money.
How are you, a used car salesman, going to make a lot of money with Ray Conlin Motorsports?
Because you got to have a website or you're nobody.
All right. I go to the website. Is it up now? Is it up now? Can I have my producer go and bring it up?
I'm pretty impressed with it because right now what it's got is a silly-looking cartoon man who's got his eyeballs rolling around in his head almost like something from Hee-Haw, and it says, "Pardon our dust. Under construction."
So you're not even up with this. You got fired, didn't you?
My nephew did it by himself.
14. You got fired, didn't you?
Stan, I did not get fired. I am moving into the next century, and nobody cares about a car dealership anymore. Nobody wants the steak. They want the sizzle.
Okay. Let's take
now,
me.
Now, I'm going to give you a little trade secret.
What?
Now, my boy Ray, my nephew.
Yeah, Ray.
He is a computer genius. Okay.
He's 14 and put up a little slide up there for when you activate your account. Pardon
I'm
our
telling
dust.
You, this kid, you know, I used to be in the ham radio.
I
and
don't
care.
And
this kid can reach anybody in the world.
It's the World Wide Web, Ray. Tell me, because you're on the air live, Ray. And people
go to RayConnellMotorsports.com.
And they want to know what it's about. Well, they can't go to it now. What is it about?
Am I allowed to say the S word?
No, you're not.
Because our logo is Ray Conlon Motorsports. It's the...
You can't put that on for advertising?
Well, Ray thought it would be a big hit with the young people, and times have changed.
He's 14!
And what we're doing is they got this secret program that nobody knows about called the Photoshop. And I said, because Ray, talking to him, he said, wouldn't it be cool if you were doing race cars and motocross and all that? I said, you know, there's a lot of capital outlay in that, son. And he said, you don't understand, Uncle. All you have to do is have the pictures, and then everything happens. No pics, never happen.
Hold on. Are you telling me that you're putting pictures up of motocross and bikes and ATVs and all that stuff on this RayConlon.com, RayConlonMotorsports.com, but you don't have them? Do you have a lot, or are you just redirecting people? What is this?
I don't understand the technology involved, but the boy took my photo in front of something they call a green screen.
Yes.
It's a magical thing.
So this is fraudulent.
And what he's done is he puts my face and my body. There's one, and they're not up yet because I want to do it all at once, but there's a picture where he put my head in place of Richard Petty's winning the 500.
You can't do that. That's fun and games for a 14-year-old. Well, if you're doing all of this, where do the Ray Conlon Motorsports bikini girls come in? They sounded real.
They were in here for a photo shoot.
With a green
screen. I'll probably never see him again. he did a couple of... You see, he put me in front of a green screen, and he, I guess I'm an actor now because he's given me direction. He says, now, Uncle Ray, I need you to squat. And I said, why? All right, let me try it here. And then just a couple minutes later, I guess there's a gentleman named Tony Hawk that rides a skateboard.
Yes.
And there's a picture. And there's a picture of me. And it's got my head where Mr. Hawk's head would be, and there's like a 15-second video of me just tearing up on the skateboard, going up in the air and willy-nilly, and the whole time there's just a picture of my face smiling.
Ray, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir. I'm awfully excited.
What are you selling? What are you selling? Because it doesn't appear that you have a motorsports lot. It doesn't appear that you have an automobile lot. It just appears that you're letting a 14-year-old nephew run your life by making fun of you.
Well, he's going to be the next, what's his name? He's going to be the next Bill Bezos.
Right.
He's something. And, you know, building this website has been a hoot.
What website? It's dead. You can't go to it.
Why, you hadn't finished it yet.
Then why are you calling me?
Well, the ultimate plan is that we use the website in conjunction with something called GoFundMe. And then
GoFundMe.
Then the excitement of RayConlinMotorsports.com would then tie in. I'm looking at a little piece of property in BFE Bonita. And then the traffic from the motorsports website would lead you to the lock that I'm hoping to open under the name of Crapital Motors.
So in the long run, you're going back to walking a lot.
Yes, sir. It's my first love, and of course I want to get back to that. And then he can make a website for Crapital Motors.
Look!
And then it'll have a cylinder spinning around, and I'll say, use our car vending machine. You click on it, and the used car pops out.
Got that. That's Carvana. You being unemployed is pretty tough, isn't it, Ray?
It's a bit.
And to think I was going to call you up because my wife needs a rental car.
You're out of work right now, and you're putting all your hopes on a
14-year-old.
With God as my witness, Dan, if you could let me hook your wife up with a rental car, I'll eat tonight.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
and Haney. 96 K Rock.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Oh, Lord.
I wish I could tell you what was going on, but I can't.
And I think I made a valid point.
You made an extremely valid point. Hey, everybody, we're Stan and Haney. This is the Thursday edition of the broadcast. As you can tell, both Haney and I are much more relaxed because Haney's got Junior running errands.
Well, it's thanks to you. I had to have you threaten him.
Yeah, well, I don't know about threatening. I just made...
Well, that's how it'll go down in the history books.
His view, I just told him because we got a very busy show coming up this afternoon, and I want him to not have anything else on his mind because in about, I don't know, about 45 minutes or so, maybe a little less... Mentalist and illusionist Wayne Hoffman will be in the studio with us. And
God, I'm nervous.
Yeah, me too.
He is going to have a field day with us.
I think so.
Because we're a couple of morons. We're easily amused.
I am. I was watching some of his videos, and I was just completely amused.
And for an illusionist, he's probably going to be pretty disappointed. Because he'll want to be challenged.
Yeah.
And show us his really good stuff.
Yeah.
But we're so gullible that we'll fall when he's just warming up.
Doing a shiny coin trick.
He'll go, that wasn't a trick, guys.
And...
But where'd the coin go? You saw me put it in my pocket.
I got it behind your ear. We're going to be Facebook streaming it, Facebook Live.
You said...
And it's going to be also recorded and put up on the website so you can watch it at a convenient time for you. All of his... I'm told I'm going to be shocked and amazed.
But you said this guy fooled Penn and Teller.
He did. He
That's hard to do.
He was on their show Fool Us, and he fooled them. They thought they knew his trick.
Well, Penn and Teller...
And they usually know.
They're not just entertainers and magicians. They take their craft very seriously, and they know the history of everything.
They do.
And how it's done, where it came from, who came up with it.
Correct.
And if you fool them, that means it's something they don't know about.
Yep.
And that's extremely hard to do.
He's been on America's Got Talent. He's been on all the talk shows, the Today Show on NBC. He's done specials.
Which faction did he seem to get along with on the Today Show? Was he with the Mean Girls or everybody else?
He kind of kept it professional.
Because, you know, you got Savannah and Jenna Bush. They're BFFs.
Yeah, I don't think Jenna was on there.
And then Hoda and Roker are kind of on the outside.
Because Roker was the one that started his trick when... And I don't know. I got to ask him if he likes the word trick.
He's not one of those, is he?
I don't know. I've never met him. Here's the deal. Penn and Teller were so impressed by him that he went on stage with them at the Rio during one of their shows. They said, you got to come on with us.
Oh, because they wanted to find out how it was done.
Probably. We'll ask them.
Yeah, we'll bring you up on stage with us, but first you got to give up the goods.
Yeah, you got to tell us the trick. I think you might be right. We'll ask him. He's going to be coming in, hanging out with us.
You
He's
told
be performing
me the,
a little,
the gag, because I don't want to use the word trick.
Right.
The gag he pulled on Al Roker was pretty impressive.
It was darn impressive, and it's available on YouTube. He had the whole Today Show crew there, and they had a globe in the center of it. And
do we have a globe?
No, but we got a big map.
But yeah, because the globe wasn't the important part.
It was the location, because he had Roker spin the globe around, and he said to Al Roker, Wayne Hoffman did, he said, pick a spot on the globe that you would like to visit, that you've never been to, that you want to visit, and Al Roker puts his finger on the globe, and he says, I'd like to visit Egypt. And Wayne Hoffman said, okay, I want you to picture yourself in Egypt you're there. And he turns to, I think it was Savannah Guthrie, and says to Savannah, what hotel room is he in? Give me a number. What hotel room number is he in? And she goes, he said, pick any number. And she said, I think she said 511. And he said, 511, is that significant to you? Is that a... She goes, no, I just pulled it out of thin air.
Random number.
He goes, okay. So Al Roker wants to go to Egypt, and he's in room 511. And he goes into his jacket pocket, and he pulls out a piece of paper and goes to another person on the show. Will you open this up and tell everybody what it says? And open it up, and it said, Egypt, room 511. And I don't know how you do that.
Mm-mm.
So he's going to be doing stuff like that.
I wouldn't mind going to Egypt, but I couldn't afford it because my preconditions are too big.
Yes. Yes.
I would want a 6-man Mossad man bodyguard team with me at all times. And I would like it to be led by Dr. Hawass.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't know if he would speak to Mossad.
No. No.
He may say, you can come in the pyramid, but the Mossad has to stay.
And just one more thing on Wayne before we take the break and get ready for the grab bag. He is going to be at Hertz Arena on March 11th, 7 p.m. show at Hertz. We have tickets. So after he does his thing with us, if you are, in fact, more interested and you want to go see him, we'll have some tickets for you to go see Wayne Hoffman, Hertz Arena, on March 11th.
That is just...
He's in a big room.
That blows me away that Penn and Teller couldn't figure out what he was doing. Because they know it all.
Yes, and they usually bust everybody that's been up there. Not that their illusion or their trick isn't really cool.
It's just they've seen it before and they know how
and
it's
done. And they
know
how it's done and they know
for
the history.
For them to truly not know.
And be fooled.
That's impressive.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Got the audio grab bag coming up here for you in just a second. Then across the top of the 3 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Wayne Hoffman, mentalist illusionist, going to be at Hertz Arena on March the 11th. We should have some tickets for you as well. And then later on today, our question of the week.
Junior's all worked up.
What about Wayne Hoffman?
No. He thinks he's been cursed somehow.
What?
I don't know that I can explain it. All I did was send him on an errand, pick up some smokes, and he comes back with tales of Persians, Egyptians, and
mystics
curses.
And...
Yeah. I don't understand any of it.
You know how I know I'm cursed? I just spilled my coffee all over the place.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Dude, it's a mess.
All right,
right
go
now.
Clean it up.
I'm trying.
I'll tell everybody what he did.
Kanye wants you to call him Skeet.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
Skeet's sake.
All right, Skeet. He goes over to get your cigarettes, and the gentleman that owns the place.
All I can make out with authority is that he's from another land.
Yes. He is from another land and now calls the United States home. He goes in there and buys you with your money. He's not getting you a gift or anything. He goes and buys you
and
two cartons of smokes.
And the owner of the store then transfers the attitude that should be mine as a VIP customer.
Right to him.
He thinks Junior is the one spending the money.
So the guy...
Well, because he could see that I was in a hurry.
So the guy cashes out the cigarettes, the two cartons on your card, and he goes into the cash drawer and pulls out two $1 bills and a free lighter, and he said, these dollar bills, $1 for every carton... You're going to get back, hang on to them, don't spend them, they'll bring you good luck.
Is that accurate, Junior?
Yeah, and that freaked me out for a second. I was like, what happens if, you know, these $2 are spent?
Well, you're not in possession of them anymore.
Because he wanted to spend them right then and there.
Yep, on candy. And the thing is, he came back, he handed Haney the $2.
Yeah, he's scared
and
of
the
him.
Lighter. Yeah,
and the lighter.
I barely even touched them.
Well, we got a lead in for Wayne Hoffman. Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples. Dateline, Washington State. A man was caught on Monday driving in the commuter lane where you have to have more than one person in the car. Was caught in the commuter lane with a skeleton buckled into the passenger seat, dressed in a neon yellow hoodie that matched his, so they looked like twins going down the road. You know, carpooling.
And that's frowned upon?
Well, the man was ticketed because he didn't have a real person there. He had the skeleton, and he got ticketed for it. Can I
so have it look like a real skinny guy?
Yes. Yeah. Malnourished. Can I get a count off?
1, 2, 3, 4. I can't be late for work. One more time, I get fired. But I got no choice. Got to do it now. Get out my Halloween attire. So you can use the HOV lane. Yeah, I know it's cheating, but I got to be in the fast lane so I can get to work on time. Hey! Driving with a skeleton. Ah! Dressed in a hoodie, because it ain't Halloween.
Take him to the bridge.
Driving with a skeleton. Hey! I can't get a ticket. Well, no police. No, no. Driving with a skeleton.
Wait a minute.
Boy, he really went all out
he
with
sure
that
did.
One, didn't he?
Sure did. What's it like? We've heard the stories before. What's it like being 7 feet tall and living in a normal person's world?
Love is what it's like.
Here's a 7 foot tall guy. He's narrating this. He's 7 feet.
Did you see the basketball player in Bradenton?
How tall?
He's from Canada, but he's a teenager. He is 7'5".
Still growing.
Yep.
So here's this 7 footer going to the grocery store, and he's narrating it for you.
The first step to going to a grocery store, duck so you don't get knocked out, but not once. Twice. You say what's up to yourself in the security cam. Then you walk by people as they stare at you in awe. So you're walking down the aisle and you forgot something? It's okay. You can look into the other aisles and find something. Oh, you got to watch out for the signs. Otherwise, you'll hit your head. Is there dust up there? Oh my gosh, look how dusty that is. And there you go, guys. Now you were 7 feet tall inside of a grocery store.
I guess when we saw Big Show come into this studio, he's over 7 feet. He literally had to duck.
He's not just 7 feet tall. He's probably 7 feet wide.
He was one of the biggest human beings I have ever seen in
his
my life.
His hand was bigger than your head.
Yep.
And that reminds me again to tell you that if you like to think about people that are over 7 feet tall,
yeah,
you really should watch that show, Lunatics.
Okay.
Those of you that have seen it, you know why I'm telling him that. It's on Netflix.
Woman got a hold of a phone scammer calling and trying to scam people out of money. She sensed maybe he was lonely. Maybe, you know, he's got a soft spot. And so she would go and talk to him and sing for him. And he started calling her back because he was beginning to like her. And she was trying to convince him not to do any more phone scams and ripping off people. And here's part of her routine, singing for the phone scammer and pleading with him, don't rip off any more people.
Can I ask you for a favor?
Yes, ma'am.
I like to sing like Bollywood songs. Can you tell me if my voice is good? Is it good?
Just sing again.
Okay. Bolle chudiya, bolle kangana.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Do you use voice changer?
No, that's my voice.
No.
I've never had this much fun with a scammer in my life. Albert, thank you so much for making my day so much better.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Can you please stop scamming people? Because sometimes you guys scam old people that don't have money, and that's really rude.
Okay, okay.
Okay, bye, Albert. Love you.
Love
bye,
you.
Albert.
Bye, love you, too.
Bye.
Love you.
Yeah, Albert probably really means it, too, but he's sitting in a room with a couple of hundred other people who are
yes.
desperate to make money because they can speak English well.
Yes. Did you see this? I saw this on the news this morning. Got Disney World in Orlando. You got Disneyland out in California. Disney is planning over the next several years to make almost like they were trying to do a celebration.
Yes.
Disney.
I saw that.
Communities.
It looks pretty cool. It looks to me like what their plan is to go out in the California desert and recreate the Salton Sea, but keep it stocked with water this time and have a development around
the it. The first one is going to be in Palm Springs. They say at least two more are in the works. They hope to expand it where you can live the magical life of Disney.
And your neighborhood is staffed with cast members.
Yes!
I'm proud to announce our next Disney experience, Story Living by Disney. All new Disney-branded master-planned residential communities designed to be the perfect setting for Disney fans to write the next exciting chapter in their lives. Story Living by Disney allows us to leverage what we do best, world-class service, legendary storytelling, and creativity. This exciting new venture will enhance, extend, and strengthen the Disney brand by allowing us to bring the magic of Disney to places you may never have expected.
Picture an energetic community with the warmth and charm of a small town and the beauty of
only,
a resort.
If only, huh?
A
I like
place
a sleepy
that entices
community.
Inspiration
yeah, not
makes
no, that
every
be one.
Moment more memorable than the last. A Story Living by Disney community is something truly special.
I know somebody that will want to do that. I know some. You and I both know somebody that would pay any dollar imaginable to live like that. Hey, man.
Yeah, I know. But I thought the idea behind, like, Celebration was that it was a sleepy bedroom community.
Yeah. But these, I think they're all going to be different. Just
well, they're going to have different, like, themed
right.
neighborhoods.
Right.
Like, here's your 55-plus neighborhood, and your neighborhood character will be Grumpy from the Seven Dwarfs to help you get what you need.
America's hearts were soaring once again with...
Were they?
Yes, with Mikaela Shiffrin. She had a chance to win multiple gold medals at this Olympics. Of course, got disqualified in her first two events... because she couldn't catch a gate. She had one more chance to bring home the gold for the United States. Our hearts...
What if there was one moment?
Boom, 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 our boom, hearts
boom, 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 boom,
were
boom,
soaring boom, boom, boom. With America's
she's got to lose herself
effort.
In the moment. She
yes,
owns it.
Yes,
you better never let it go.
Huge favorite as she steps in here as the fifth skier down. But again, the GS in the slalom didn't work out. Another chance here at the slalom in the combine to get it done.
And she just needs to ski, like I said. You know, this is good skiing. Already in trouble. Oh, my God.
Believable. It's happened again.
Did he say believable?
Unbelievable.
Not once.
Oh, I didn't
miss
the un.
But three times. Shiffrin and her specialty skiing out. So we'll leave these games without an individual medal.
Oh. Haney, you're going to love this as we wrap up the grab bag.
Okay.
You're going to love it.
Well,
HBO.
I'm trying not to get my attention.
Get your hopes up. HBO is doing a documentary called The Larry David Story. A documentary on Larry David himself.
Is he doing it?
He's involved in it. Here's the trailer.
Now, have they announced the cast? Who's going to play his...
He's it. It's a documentary. Here's the trailer. This is going to be great. The Larry David HBO documentary.
Isn't young Larry,
no.
Never thought of myself as being funny.
Anything I was associated with that could be successful was a shock.
25 years old, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Well, what do? When you're talking and people are laughing,
yeah,
you do comedy.
My mother would call me up and go, Larry, did they like you? Did they tell you you're doing a good job? Yeah, Ma, they like me. The show's number one in the country. Yeah, but did they tell you? Did they think you're doing well?
I'm a total fraud. And the curb outlet for me is this right. guy I want to be. He's completely honest, just right. the opposite of who yeah. I am.
And it's a thrill. I got lucky, and I'll leave it at that.
I'll be watching. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples. I saw him walking around out in the hallway.
Who?
Wayne Hoffman.
How do you know it's him?
Because I know, I've seen his stuff.
Yeah, well, you better start to get a little more on guard.
It could be an illusion.
Yep.
It could be an illusion.
You never saw Wayne Hoffman.
He was in his car on US 41
at the time, and he can prove it. You better get ready.
Wow.
Get on your toes. Start thinking, you know, like an illusionist.
Wayne Hoffman, mentalist, illusionist, is next.
But you think you saw him.
I think I saw him. Could be completely wrong.
But that's what he wants you to think.
Of course.
So even when we're introduced to him, is that really him? Or is he going to come busting through the door and then that Wayne Hoffman disappears?
Well, you're blowing Junior's mind right now.
I know. He's already frightened. I shouldn't have said it.
We'll be back.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select...
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday afternoon. Got some people hanging out in here because Wayne Hoffman is in the studio right now. Wayne, how are you?
Oh, I'm always good. I'm just waiting for the rest of the world to catch up.
Yeah. He's got an interesting job, Wayne does.
Yes, he does.
We'll discuss that, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly. Mentalist, illusionist. Before we even start, do you know Kreskin?
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's amazing you know Kreskin. There's a lot of people that don't.
Oh, he's an old friend of ours. We have him on every year at New Year's.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, New Year's, he has his predictions, and he comes on. He's been on with us every year for 25 years.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
He's something special, that guy.
I'll tell you what a character, right? He is the OG of mentalism. He still performs. I don't know. I think he's in his 80s now.
Yes, he is.
And he's still rocking
so
it.
So sharp.
Yeah. Yeah, he's I assume have you shaken his hand yet?
Have not shaken his hand. I've had him on the air for decades and never shook his hand.
I'll tell you what. Be careful. That guy, this is something you can look up. If he grabs your hand and shakes it, he will break your arm off.
Because he's a rapid shaker.
Oh, yeah, he is. It's wild. Like,
now, let me ask you this. When you meet him, do you feel some kind of energy coming off him?
Well, if you don't know Kreskin, it's hard to explain, but he is an energy.
Yeah, he is.
He is a character and a half. I think... How do I explain Kreskin? Well, for those listening, Kreskin is one of the foremost mentalists and mind readers in the world, and he's been around forever. I mean, he's been reading people's minds around the world for decades and decades, and he is a caricature of a human.
He is.
That's the best way to put it. He's over the top, very energetic, and And really good at what he does.
Really good.
Oh, we love having him on because all you have to do is go, and with us now, the amazing Kreskin. Kreskin, how are you? Guys, I'm great, but there's something on my mind I've got to tell you about. And it involves Egypt. Now, when you think of Egypt, you think of the pyramids. But don't think of the pyramids. Think of modern Egypt and where it is in relation to Syria.
I think his mind is going so much that he double talks himself.
Yes.
Because everything's swirling
around.
It's
like you turn on a spigot.
Yeah, it is.
Completely. He hanging out with him is like drinking from a fire hose.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Now, I want to talk about you because Haney and I were talking about this before you came on. Haney and I have seen Penn and Teller multiple times. I think I've seen him 4 or 5 times at the Rio going all the way back to the early 2000s. They have that TV show Fool Us.
That's right.
You fooled them.
I did. Yeah.
That's a daunting challenge.
Ooh, you're telling me.
We were talking about it, and these guys are great performers, great at their art, but at the same time, they're basically historians. They know everything. They know who started it, who perfected it.
Indeed.
As far as the acts, and so for you to fool them, that's saying something.
Between the two of them, I think they claim they have over 150 years of magic knowledge. And Teller, if you know Penn and Teller, the one doesn't talk. Mm-hmm. That would be mm-hmm. Teller, the shorter one. He's actually the bookworm and the knowledge base. Penn knows a lot, but Teller is a radical historian in the world of magic. I would venture to say he knows nearly everything. So yeah, going on that show and attempting to perform and fool
nerve-wracking
them,
what he didn't know, I'm sure he asked the amazing Randy.
Wow, another golden reference.
He used to be on our show all the time too.
Randy is again. You guys are you know more about the history of magic and mind reading than most people just by naming Kreskin and Randy.
Now I got to ask you because
okay, then we'll leave Ricky J out of it.
The show Fool Us, they like to take pride, because I watch that show from time to time, that if somebody fools them, they come back and they're going to make sure that they go and guess what they're doing. Did you come back and they figure one of your tricks or illusions out?
Yeah, so what happens, the whole process, and again, for those unfamiliar, it's a show where magicians and mind readers perform, and the object is to fool these fantastic, world-renowned magicians. And if you do, you win a trophy, and
right.
What you actually win is the opportunity to come back to the Rio in Vegas, which is a world stage,
mm-hmm.
and you perform with them in their show. So, I got a chance to go back and perform in their show. And what they tell you is that you're going to open for them. Well, surprise, you don't. You actually close their entire show. At least in my case, they had me close. When I initially fooled them backstage in the green room, they told me a lot of magicians will come up and say, oh, well, I fooled you. Let me tell you how I did it. It's so you. And they tell. I didn't say a word.
That's supposed to be taboo, right?
Yeah,
a magician
exactly.
never reveals.
Well, when you're talking to a colleague,
right,
it's kind of like, okay.
You're there in the club.
Yeah, because, well, it's kind of therapy.
Right.
Because we can't talk to anybody else about this stuff. So it's kind of exciting to share and, share knowledge. But I didn't say a word. I didn't tell them. I wasn't going to tell them. So they have us, in watching it that second time. They can try to, again, surmise how it's done, but you're under no obligation to tell them at any point, which I didn't.
good for you.
Yeah, and part of it was because I worked so hard to fool them in the first place. And the second part is this. Think about this. As a magician and a mentalist, clearly I love the art form. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love magic. I love seeing things that I can't explain. But once you do it for as long as we have done it, you can't experience the one thing you love the most.
Yeah.
So
fooling, too much.
Yeah, every time I watch a magic show, I'd say 96% of the time, I know how it's done instantaneously.
Right.
I'm looking at the music and the storytelling and the technical aspect, what lighting
they're
using.
Execution.
Execution and how they perform the magic trick. But I know the secret. So to be able to give them an opportunity to feel that sense of wonder again is actually a gift to them, because they, it's an amazing feeling to be able to watch magic and have that sense of wonder and go, how did he do
it? I'm fascinated by it.
It's great.
By the way, if you want to see what's going on here yourself with Wayne Hoffman, who, by the way, is going to be at Hertz Arena on March 11th, 7 p.m. show. Tickets available. We're live streaming this right now. So go to the K-Rock Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page. We're live streaming it right now. Because let's begin, Wayne. When I came in here before we went back on the air, you asked me to do a couple of things and tell everybody what we did so we this illusion is going
to
happen.
I said, I want to present myself with a challenge. So I said, I want you to take a piece of paper and I want you to, so we have evidence of this and it's not, you know, there's proof. I want you, I said, I'm going to leave the room and I want you to write down something important to you. And I want you to fold it up all the way so it's hidden, put it in an envelope, seal it shut, and keep it hidden away somewhere. First of all, I don't even know where the envelope is. Do you have...
I got it.
Yeah,
so, and I'm going to say this because everybody knows me. This was strictly on the up and up. He left the room. He gave me the paper. He gave me the marker. He said, write down a name.
Yeah, and you sealed it in
and
in
I
an
sealed
envelope.
It myself.
Yeah, yeah, and so...
And it's not near you.
Right. I don't literally don't even know where the envelope is. I assume it's somewhere in the room. So, and for those listening... Again, because you, if you're not watching the live stream, you can't see what's going on. I always say this, and it's very, very important, because what I do, it's very easy to dismiss what's going on in my world as saying, oh, they're paid off. Oh, he's in on it. Clearly, you're not.
No,
they don't
I'm not.
Know that. So if anyone can prove otherwise against what you just said as being legitimate, I offer $1 million in cash to anyone who works here or beyond, to if you can prove that what we just said is not true, then I will give you $1 million in cash. Yeah. He wrote something down.
I did.
Sealed it in an envelope himself, and it's somewhere in the room, and I have no idea where it is or what's inside of that envelope. So with that being said, before I leave here, I'm hoping I can try to figure it out.
Okay. Sure.
So I'm going to follow your lead. Do you want to do it now? Or do you want to save it?
Well, I know that when you came in here, Maria was our producer should have done it, but Maria was running around all over the place because you were asking for various things.
Yeah, yeah. I said, do you have some books laying around?
Some
I
loose
said,
change.
Do you have some change? And all of these things I wanted to come from. Here in the studio from the station, because I want it to be yours.
Right.
Because again, I live in a world where there's a lot of skepticism where people think, oh, well, he brought his own change. There must have been. So again, I wanted to make sure it's yours. So yeah, we have some change here that she got. I think she got from your car. Was it from? She got
it was
it from,
in your car.
Yeah.
She got it from her car. And then we have the envelope. And then I said, grab some books.
Right.
And you had.
I have a book.
Yeah. And there's some books here as well. So we have plenty.
But they're all ours.
Yeah. What's the book about?
It's the Stephen King book, The Institute.
And that's yours.
That's mine.
You carry that with you?
No, it was in the office.
Why was that in the office?
Look. Junior was told, go to the office and get a book. He grabbed one of my favorite books.
Okay.
That was in the office because I may have let somebody borrow it. And they brought it back and they wanted to read it.
It's rare that anybody returns a book.
It's
been in the office probably for a couple of years.
That's so true. You know, anytime I lend out a book, I just say, I'm never seeing that again.
And it's terrible because if you're compelled to lend somebody a book, it's because it's something that you enjoyed that was important enough to you. You don't hand people books you don't care about.
Exactly. Yeah, I lent a guy a book on memory, how to increase your memory.
Because you wrote a book on all of that stuff, right?
I wrote a book actually on, it's called Mind Candy, and the concept is it actually teaches, it is an educational book, but it teaches a four-step process on how to achieve goals. So I use my skills as a mentalist to create little mind hacks on how to get things in your life quicker. So that's what my book is about. That's Mind Candy.
You know who used to do that? Do you remember, and you might know him too, the former basketball player, Jerry Lucas.
I know of Jerry Lucas.
And he used to go and tell you little things on how you could remember things, how you can recall people's names.
Yeah.
And they're just little formulas.
Correct.
That make it a lot easier for you, say, if you're in the business world.
100%. And I actually created a thing called Secrets to a Super Memory. It's a seminar where I teach people how you walk in. I try to make you memorize this massive grocery list. Not only memorize them, but in order, forward and backward, every number. And of course, nobody can do it. Within 1 hour, we test everybody at the end. I'd say 99% of people nail it, the entire list.
You might know this, and Haney and I have brought this up numerous times on the air, and then we're going to get to some allusions. I can remember exactly the starting lineup of the 1972 Boston Celtics, and I can remember exactly the 73 starting lineup of the New York Knicks, but you asked me something that happened 5 minutes ago, or you asked me somebody's, what was that person's name? I don't have it. But I can go, and somehow that's lodged into my head that I'll never forget that stuff.
Yeah, and there's reasons for that, and there's psychological principles that are making that happen. There is no such thing as a bad memory. That's actually a thing that's not true. People say, oh, I have a bad memory. That's not true. You either have a trained memory or an untrained memory, and that's it. And believe it or not, that people say, well, my age, I'm older, so I forget things. Believe it or not, age, with age comes a better memory. I
don't know. It's a tough time convincing Haney and us of that.
Yeah, you would think that, but again, the difference is if you have a trained memory or an untrained memory. If I taught you guys the things that I know, which I could simply, you would have a super memory. And I mean that. You would be able to memorize lists of things that you wouldn't even be able to imagine.
We have spent so many years trying to forget. That would be such a tragedy.
Yeah, there are some things we'd like to forget. All right, show us a little something right now, because we got about probably 6 minutes before we have to take a break. Let's do something.
You know who he reminds me of, his energy?
Who?
Greg Phillips.
Yes.
Oh, well, I hope he's rich and handsome. And
he's one of the best men you'd ever meet.
He is a magician himself. We worked with him probably 30 years ago when he was very young. He's still doing it now. But he did everything from the Houdini straitjacket stuff to, I'd be right on top of him, the sleight of hand stuff, coins through the table, card tricks. Amazed. And now I know he works with Christian organizations and school kids and puts on parties, but he was amazing. He was something special.
And it's interesting because a lot of the guys you know that are not on TV, they're not doing radio interviews, they're not world famous, are some of the best magicians and sleight of hand artists in the world. When people ask me, who's your favorite magician? Oftentimes it's people you've never even heard
of. Right.
Because they're the best. Yeah. You know, they're just, they there's a difference between being on television and being famous and being very, very good at your craft. Just like music. There's some of the best musicians in the world, but they're not famous. But there's a lot of famous musicians who, well, let's just say aren't the best technically.
Right.
But you know more about that than I do.
Go ahead.
Let's rock and roll.
Sure,
okay.
Let's do it.
So, there's so many things I could do to your brains right now. I'm very, very excited. How about this? Let's get, you had that book.
Yeah.
There's a couple books here. So you have that book over there. Now, for those that aren't watching on the live stream, they're seated across from each other, kind of far away from each other, and I'm kind of stuck in the middle. So what I'll do, since I wouldn't be able to see what you're doing from this angle, we'll do this. You keep that book in your hands.
Okay.
What I'll have you do is grab a book, and I want you to open it up somewhere in the middle, but don't let me see the pages. Don't open just two pages in or toward the somewhere random. Just pop it open.
That's Haney doing that.
Haney, memorize the page numbers. Look at whatever the lower number is.
Okay.
Memorize it and shut the book. All right? Now, I'll take this, and I want you to clear your mind. Now, you could have selected any number here. There's pages 14 and 15. You know, if I just open up to a random page, read that out loud. What is that?
176.
177. So you did not open to those pages, correct?
No.
It was like a random number.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what you opened up to. So I'll have you do this. I'm going to look away, and I want you to print it here on the card and show him the lower of the two numbers. Okay. I'm going to look away. Now, I'm not looking. So he's writing down whatever the left page number is.
All right, and you want him to show me?
That's right.
Okay.
And I'm not looking. I'm going to close my eyes and look away, and let me know when you've seen it.
I've seen it.
Okay. You can crumble up the paper, throw it away. Now, I want you, since it's your book, I want you to open your book to the same page.
Okay.
But again, don't let me see
whatever
that page number is. And now, again, I'm going to look away. Let me know when you are there.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm looking in the corner of the room.
Yeah,
I'm
this kinda, could be a while.
That's all right. Take your time.
All right, I'm there.
I get paid by the
hour. I'm there.
So I want you to look at whatever the page number is that he showed you,
mm-hmm.
and let's just go for the top line, whatever that is, and just look at it. And if there's, it's your choice, if there's any word that stands out to you, don't pick the or it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a phrase or a word or something that, in other words, something that would be
something
difficult.
Something distinctive.
Yeah, something that would be difficult for a mind reader to figure out.
Sure.
Like a weird word or a weird, and I don't know, the longer the better. I want you to memorize that word or that phrase or whatever it is, and then I want you to shut the book. Okay. And you have now closed the book. I'm going to turn around. Now, would you agree that whatever you just thought of was completely random?
Yes.
And it is also from your book.
Yes.
And I gave you the opportunity to look at whatever you wanted.
Correct.
Okay. So even if I was looking over your shoulder, there's still no way I could know where your eyes went and what you chose to select. Okay. Think of whatever it is now. Concentrate on it and just look right at me. I'm going to see if I can get anything out of your mind related to that. Some letters or concepts or anything. Just think of it. Right away, I get a weird feeling. I feel like you almost chose, there was like a debate in your mind. Like you almost went for one thing, but there was another thing that stood out in your mind.
Yeah, that's typical, Stan.
But there was something. Let me ask you this. Are you thinking of just one word?
It's two words.
Oh, it is two words. That's maybe why I'm getting two things. Just look at me and think of it. I have no idea what this is. I'm getting a word that's very, that's easy, which is odd, but I'm getting something else that's hard. First of all, I'm getting a letter P. Do either of the words begin with a P?
Yes.
This is so weird. I'm writing something down here. All right. I'm writing. I have two. This is interesting. I don't know what why that would be in. Is that a Stephen King book you have? Okay. I don't know what this has to do with a Stephen King book, but I have two words written here right now. I'll even show folks on the live stream because I want them to see it before you say a word. Now, I want to point out for the listeners, you did not write this down.
No.
You did not tell anybody. You didn't text or type this. There's no way I could know this. This is what I'm getting. It's very weird.
Yeah.
Very, very strange.
Distinctive.
Now, I showed him, so he knows. Here's what we'll do.
Okay.
On the count of three, I'm going to turn this card around and show you.
All right.
And at the same time, I want you to tell us what you were thinking.
Okay.
And we're going to see if they match.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Psychological acclimation. Oh, my God.
Right on the money.
What?
Oh, my.
Right on the money. I had psychological acclimation.
Can I show Haney in the book?
Yeah, let's
and
go.
He picked a page. I went to a page. I cannot believe. I got goosebumps right now.
That was wild. Because I don't understand.
First sentence, top.
And that's your book.
That's my book.
Yeah, and I didn't look. I didn't, you know, look and memorize the book. Obviously, that would be impossible.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Now, here's another idea. Here's another idea. Because in this moment right now, I feel like something is meant to happen. Haney, are you ready?
Absolutely.
I have an idea. Because I actually see what's going through your mind.
Could you tell me?
Yeah. You don't want that stuff on air.
No.
So I want to ask you a question. I feel like now is the time. I have in my pocket here, in my wallet, I want you to imagine I take out my wallet and imagine I go on, let's say, you know, I go online and I am about to purchase you, and don't get excited because this is hypothetical. I'm about to purchase you a trip, a vacation of a lifetime, and you get to choose where you go and the details of it. So let me ask you this. If you were to go somewhere on a free vacation right now, all expenses paid, anywhere in the world, tell us out loud, where would you travel to?
Captiva Island.
Imagine you're there. Picture the scene, the people, the vibe. Go to a hotel in your mind. Walk in and go to your door, your hotel room door, okay? Picture it in your mind, and I want you to tell us what your room number is there. Say any number out loud.
113.
Okay. Is that significant to you in any way? Is that like January 13th a birth date, or is it significant, or is it totally
That's rare? Just what I saw when I got up out of my Adirondack chair on the beach and walked back to it.
So I want to point this out here. I showed you my wallet, remember? Well, you're not going to believe this. Earlier, before I was standing here, I wrote something down on a Post-it note, and I put it inside of my wallet. And you can verify here, there's nothing in my hands. Again, this is not sleight of hand. I'm going to open my wallet. Here is the little pinned compartment where I keep my driver's license. And you can see in the little plastic window that Post-it note.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't take your eyes off of it. Because, in fact, here, I want you to be the one that takes it out. Because I don't All even right. want to touch it. I want you to take it out of there. I wrote two things on that Post-it note. I want you to unfold it. And I want you to read out loud what I had written on that Post-it note.
Captiva 113.
Right on the money. Captiva 113.
I don't know how you do that. I know you did that on the Today Show.
Yeah, you're right, I did.
And we were talking about that, and I was thinking, Haney, something total. Don't give the same number that they did on the Today Show. You nailed it.
Yeah.
I'm a.
Well, I hope I made you proud because I did that.
You did. All right.
I had more than a little bit to do with that.
We got to take a break.
I was a participant in that.
You
and
were.
I think I did it well.
That's amazing.
Okay?
You did it very
I'd
well.
Like a little recognition.
Well, you're getting it.
You did it. How the hell did you know what was in my wallet? That's what I want to know.
We're going to be right back.
That's the trick.
We're with Wayne Hoffman, mentalist, illusionist.
Oh,
he's
this is
amazing.
Awesome.
He's going to be at Hertz Arena on Friday,
Man,
March 11th. We'll be Thanks. Right back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We are still live with Wayne Hoffman, mentalist, illusionist, and he's already amazed us. He's going to be at Hertz Arena, March 11th. Tickets available. As a matter of fact, when Wayne wraps up his segment with us, we'll give away some tickets to go see Wayne at Hertz Arena on the 11th. You're amazing.
Thanks, brother.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
In
a way, I'm sad for Wayne.
How's that?
Because after experiencing that, what you said at the top of the show about people that actually do it, they don't get to experience that amazement and wow.
Mm, you know what? Yes. Now you feel me, right?
Yes.
Imagine. I literally can't imagine how you feel anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we're reasonably intelligent guys.
Oh, yeah. Very.
And, you know, we're going to be thinking for days, how did he do that?
Cool. And you'll come up with some theories, as everybody does, and you might come up with different theories. You might say,
right.
Well, he did this.
And we'll both be wrong.
I mean, most of the time, most people are, but you never know.
All right. I don't want to forget about the envelope that we did early, but Maria has been here, and she's been really, during the breaks, talking with you. And
well, when I went outside during the break, the last thing I heard Maria say was, hey, can I ask you a question? How'd you do that?
That's literally the only question I can't answer.
So can we involve Maria on one of your tricks or illusions here?
Let's do it.
Maria, come on over. Join me.
I guess right over the trap door right here.
Okay.
All right. There you go. So we were just talking briefly. You were asking me general questions about, you know, my history, how I learned these things. But yet again, I want to point out for the listeners, you have no idea what's about to happen, correct?
No, I didn't even know I was going to be a part of
it. Okay, yes, right. So this is totally surreptitious. It's just happening in the moment.
Yeah, I was just standing in the background watching.
And I didn't even know he was going to introduce you and bring you into this.
That is true.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you a simple question, and based on that question alone, I'm going to see what I can get out of your mind. So the question is this.
Kind of scary.
It's a very generic question that you've had before at a social event where you meet someone you don't know. Tell me, where are you from? Where were you born? Around
like
here?
The exact...
If for security reasons you can't tell me.
Yeah, where you wanted?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
because it's like, do you want the town or
give me as specific as you can.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me out loud.
Out loud?
Yes.
Okay, Arlington Heights, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. I actually know Arlington Heights.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I've been all over Illinois, Joliet, Elmhurst, Lake Forest, Springfield. I've done them all.
Okay.
I'm going to write something just based upon. I feel like I've been everywhere, but I'm gonna just,
as long as it's not trivia about that town, because I don't know it that well.
No.
I just know I was born there.
So, just based on that, believe it or not, that subtle little hint tells me a lot about you. And just meeting you briefly, I already know your personality type and your mind type. So, using those two things combined, I'm going to write down something very simple. And it's something that I believe, just from reading you, that I've already gotten from your subconscious, meaning you don't even know that it's in your mind. And for everyone listening, you've had the experience where someone says, hey, what's that guy's name? And you go, it's on the tip of my tongue.
We live it every day.
Right. So that means it's still in your mind. You just can't access it. Well, I can access it, even though you can't. And I've just accessed something from your brain that I'm writing down on a card right now.
Okay. I kind of have butterflies right now.
I have that effect on women. So I have something written. Now, I don't want you to see it. So tell me, you have not seen what I've written, correct?
No, I saw you writing, but I didn't see anything.
You see me generally writing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'll give you a setup in your mind, a small story, and you're going to fill in the blank, kind of like the ad libs, if you remember. Remember those, okay? So you're going to a convenience store. Let's call it a 7-Eleven type of store. You know, so you're grabbing some snacks, some drinks, and you're paying in cash. There is no debit card, no Apple Pay, no credit card. It's cash. You have cash in your hand. You pay for this stuff. It's a generic scene. You're at the register, and they give you some change back. I want you to tell us out loud. Make it up. How much change did they give you back from whatever you just purchased? Make something up and say it out loud.
14 cents.
Okay. Now, is that 14 cents even or 14 cents and any dollars, or you just saw 14 cents?
Just 14 cents.
Okay. Do you find this weird? I'm handing him the card so he can see. Read what it says out loud.
You will say 14 cents.
What?
Show her. Give it to her. Give it. Let her see it.
Note the decimal point. 14 cents.
On
the money.
That's insane.
And
how?
I even gave you the chance to add the dollars, and you didn't.
Yeah.
So 14 was in your brain. It was in your subconscious. I don't know why. I don't know if you just saw it recently.
Don't either.
I don't know if it's something significant to you in your subconscious, but that number was in your mind. And it was just chilling out there
that
for some reason.
That is so crazy.
I wonder what it is. I'm always curious what it is, because you'll figure it out eventually.
See, and the thing is that, like, if I were to give you a number that, like, to me, surfacely made sense, maybe I would give you 27 because that's the date of my birthday.
Right.
Or maybe I'd give you 1 because January is month 1, also my birthday. But 14, to me, what I know, not significant at all.
Great. I love that.
That is so crazy. crazy.
It is.
Let me ask you something, because you're going to be at Hertz Arena. It's going to be a much larger crowd than us just socially hanging out. How do you handle that as a mentalist and an illusionist with a bigger crowd who may be several rows in the back?
Yeah, it's a different scenario. So just so you know, I'll kind of give you the perspective of what one would expect in coming to the show. So every show that I do is based around the audience. I literally can't perform without anyone because it's boring to stand there and read my own mind. I can't do it. So the audience is the show. So if you buy tickets to the show at Hertz Arena, you automatically have the opportunity to be on stage and perform with me as an audience member at random. So what I do is, for example, one segment of the show, which I love because it's different every time, is I have the entire audience think of whatever they want. Literally anything, a name, a person, something from your past, a secret number that only you know. And I just start rattling them off and I'll start saying, who here was born in, you know, like Arlington Heights or something? And I feel like they're thinking of an important number, and someone at random, typically they'll raise their hand, a random person just like you. And I'll look at them and, you know, whatever they're thinking. Let's say, for example, someone's thinking of something from their past, a memory. I'll look at a person and we run them a mic into the right into the crowd. And I say, are you thinking of a little white poodle you had when you were seven named Fluffy that got hit by the car? And they lose their minds. They just lose. I mean, as you can imagine. So you could be one of those people. And it's completely at random. I don't know the people personally. They don't tour with me. It's different people every night, every show. It's you. You, the audience, have your minds read. We'll do other things like we'll throw a ball into the audience and the crowd bounces it around. And I'll just randomly yell, stop. And whoever happens to hold the ball and has it, they stand up. And they come on stage, and we do an experiment on stage with them where, you know, it might be some type of impossible thing. I don't want to give the details of the show away,
right?
But it's very interactive.
Very audience interactive. Yeah. You're there back and forth with them. And
that sounds like a good time.
It's awesome.
Does. I want to say you were bringing up about hometowns. Here's a connection that is a strange one with Haney and I and you. You were born in Reading, Pennsylvania.
I was.
Our first owners of a radio station that we worked at bought a radio station in Florida. The owners, it was a mom and popper. They were both, the doctor was from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And our first program director who worked with Haney and I when we first, like 35 years ago, Reading, Pennsylvania.
Get out!
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. Yeah, that's my hometown. I always say Reading. Our claim to fame. We're on the Monopoly board.
Yes.
The Reading Railroad.
Yep. It's absolutely not the Reading. And you're known Railroad. For your doors, the Reading Doors. They used to put out calendars, the Doors of Reading.
That's right.
And I remember Al, our program director, would always have a calendar of Reading Doors.
It's not Al Burke, is it?
Yeah.
Get
out of here.
I love Al.
I don't believe this.
I should have used that and said, I'm sensing Al Burke.
I don't believe that's him.
Because Al Burke is everywhere. Yeah. He's among us.
So here's the thing. A short little quip. Al Burr kind of helped me start my career in an odd way. Many people don't know this, but
this is bizarre.
I got my career start, my kickoff, believe it or not, in radio, but not as, you know, a DJ. I was or working in the background. I was a young budding performer. And I called up Al, and I said, Al, I know you don't know me, but I'm a magician and a mentalist, and I'd love to come on your radio station and read the minds of the DJs. And because I did that, I became kind of a regular on the morning show. I was Wayne, the morning show magician.
At Y-102.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Y-102. And and I
would
go
That's a long way to go for you to be able to say that today that you knew back then.
But Al was the same guy that hired Greg Phillips that we were talking about.
That's right.
Yes. Oh, so he cheated on me.
Yeah, he kind of did. All right. We got a few minutes left.
I want to ask you one thing, maybe a little off topic, but obviously you're a smart guy, and as you said, you study probabilities a lot.
I do.
What do you think of them bringing analytics into football so much? Where do you kick an extra point or do you go for two? And they've just got a chart that says, in this situation, no matter what you might think, you have a 60% chance of winning the game if at this time in the game you go for two.
My opinion is simple. The world of sports is very much like the world of gambling in the sense of there's two parts to it. There is analytics and probability, like you're saying, that's involved. I know particularly with baseball, you certain pitches at certain times,
yeah.
The batters will know this pitch is likely to
come
up.
Some people are all in on
yes.
that.
Now, here's the thing. It's also the human aspect of it. It's just like poker. In order to be a professional poker player, you have to know two things. Number one, the probability and the math of what are the chances I'm going to pull the straight in this situation. But you also have to play the people as well. So you can run stats and look at things and then look at the probability all day. But if somebody has an ACL injury that they didn't tell anybody about and they're not up on par, you have the physical component and you have them and they're equally important.
Or you have Tom Brady instead of your third string quarterback.
Well, that's that, you know, and that's the human component. You know, if you get a rookie in there that has no idea what they're doing or the best, you know, player in the world, that's gonna change your probability. So again, they're equally important. If you're all in on one and not the other, my opinion, I've seen it happen,
and boy, do you look dumb when
that's
it doesn't
right.
work.
I'm just saying, it's just people say the mind and the body. Well, guess what? It's all one unit. Mm-hmm. You can't separate them in the same way you can't separate the human component from the probability in sports. That's my opinion.
Let's do the envelope.
Let's rock and roll. I want to point out, let's try to do the envelope because
okay.
I have no idea what's about to happen. I want to point out, this is not part of my normal thing. Like, this is not something I normally do. So let's just try it.
Okay.
For those, if you're just tuning in, I had him put a piece of paper. I left the room.
Yep.
I had you write down something, and I have no idea what it is. Mm-hmm. He wrote something down, folded it up.
This was nearly an hour ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, what we're saying is exactly how it was done. You folded this up yourself,
mm-hmm.
put it in the envelope yourself, sealed it. You placed it somewhere in the room that I don't know where it is, and nor do I have access to it. And right now, I'm going to try to figure out what's in that envelope.
Okay.
And now, again, just for clarity, you didn't text this to anyone?
Absolutely not.
No one could have told me this. Literally, you're the only person in the universe that knows.
I'm the only one.
Okay. And you can confirm that 100%.
100%.
Okay. Think of it. Think of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over. I'll ask you this. Are there any visuals you can get in your mind to
mm-hmm.
represent? Okay, try to get, like, not just what it is, but get an emotional, visual, kind of artistic representation, a visual of what it is. Okay. Right away, I feel like what happened in your mind was there was a person in your mind, and then you changed it to a different person. But it was very brief and very fast. What I see, in my opinion, is you went up in age, meaning this is an older person. I feel like it's a person who's in your life. I feel like it is a person. I don't know. I could be totally wrong here. I feel like there's some type of emotional connection. It's not just random, but there's something important here. Before I do that, though, they're on an odd train of thoughts. Most people will choose, you know, someone that lives in their home, but I'm getting something different from you. First of all, it's not your mom. An older female. Wait, look at me. It's not your mom, correct? You can tell me.
It is.
Interesting. Look at me. Because it's an older family member.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, wow. You know what I'm getting? This is interesting. I know why. You weren't thinking mom.
No.
You were thinking of something that starts with the letter N. Am I right? He's freaking out. You would know.
He knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't urinate yet, because I said it's not your mom because you weren't thinking mom. you were thinking of her name. Think of the actual name. Think of her name. Now, I want to point out, I truly know nothing. I don't know about your family. I don't know anything.
You don't. This is the first day we've met.
Think of it. I'm getting a unique name. Are you thinking of a nickname or the name that's on her birth certificate?
It's on her birth certificate.
Okay, then it's either a very unique name or I'm wrong or I'm missing some letters. I'm going to show you what I'm getting.
How's he doing this?
I don't know.
Does her middle name start with an A?
Does her middle name
start with an A?
No.
Okay, then it must be the last letter of her name because it's at the very end. It's almost like a beginning. So I'm going to just stop here because it's such a unique name. Is your mom's name something like this, like Nona? Or something similar.
Oh, my God.
I'll take that as a yes.
Hold on. Can I open the envelope?
Yeah, of course.
He told me to write somebody significant in my life. He left the room. He gave me the paper. He gave me the envelope. He said, I'm going to leave it. Write it down.
He's freaking out right now. I love the look on your face.
He said, I'm leaving the room. Write it down.
Well, I mean, you just don't pull Nona out of a hat.
No.
No.
I didn't even know. That's a very unusual name. Very
said,
uncommon.
Write it down. I'm leaving the room. I said, I wrote it down.
That's he why
said,
when you said N, I was like,
he
oh,
said,
man.
Fold it up, seal it in the envelope. I said, do you want me to seal it, sealed shut? He said, yes. And then after I had done that, he came back in and he told me, don't give me that envelope. Put it somewhere in the room and seal it and we'll ask about it later. Now, I'm going to prove this to everybody here. It's sealed. Here's the paper, crumpled up.
Yeah, open it all the way.
I am losing.
Now, did you write mom or did you write her name?
I wrote her name.
Let's see. What do we got? There it is. Right on the
back.
I spelled it correctly.
Yes, you did. I have never seen anything like this in my life.
I hope you got that marked and saved, that noise, whatever it was.
You are absolutely incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wayne Hoffman is going to be at Hertz Arena on March 11th. It's a 7 p.m. show. I'm telling you right now, you got to go. And as a matter of fact, I have, you know what? We'll do two pairs of tickets right now. For callers 9 and 10, 277-9600. Callers 9 and 10 will get a pair of tickets to go see the amazing
and you know,
Wayne Hoffman.
He's done amazing things today, but I think the most amazing was when he goes, you don't mean Al Burke, do you?
I can't believe that! I can't believe it! I want to thank you so much, and I urge everybody, we've seen a lot of great illusionists, magicians, mentalists. I've never seen anybody like him.
Thank you.
He's incredible.
What a great night out to go see him.
What a great night. Oh,
thank you.
Wayne, thank you so much. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Absolutely, no joke. Wayne Hoffman is amazing. And congratulations to our ticket winners. We'll have more tickets to give away on tomorrow's show. As a matter of fact, here he comes. I was wondering where you were at. You were still talking to Wayne. I'm still. He's amazing. Again, we'll have more tickets tomorrow to give away to go and see him.
We were going down memory lane swapping Al Burke stories.
And for those of you that, you know, it goes in passing. I saw in Wayne's bio that he was born in Reading, Pennsylvania. And Reading, Pennsylvania although Haney and I never lived in Reading, meant something to us because the first time 35 years ago, when Haney and I first worked together, we worked at a radio station in Melbourne, Florida, that was just purchased by a doctor, and his son was the general manager, and they had come from Reading, Pennsylvania. My program director in Sanford, Florida, who came over with me to work with Haney, was also from Reading, Pennsylvania, so I just thought I'd bring that up. His name was Al Burke. We talk about Al a lot. And
when you didn't mention him by his last name.
I did not. And he knew him.
That's what a small world.
And so I, as a matter of fact, I just texted Al, and I'll see if he replies. I think he might be on the air. He's 75 now, and he's still on the air.
What else would he do?
I know. What else? Our question of the week in a little bit.
Al Burke, because obviously you guys don't know him. Al Burke, especially to a young person, which we were back then, he was like our Lou Grant.
Yep.
The one that would do absolutely anything for you, but would, I'm not a hugger. Leave me out of it. He's the guy with the heart of gold that's got that gruff exterior.
Yep.
And his memos were never addressed, staff or dear anybody. I was telling Wayne, the memos were addressed to you Fs. You know exactly what you're doing. You're destroying this radio station and, more importantly, my career. If I don't see a concerted effort.
You Fers.
Yep.
Of course, those were the old days. I don't know that Junior could handle something like that now. He would be...
I would love
taking mental health days.
I would love for Al Burke to take Junior to the woodshed one day.
Just one time.
What's that about? What's that about? Stop crying.
What happened?
There's no crying in radio. Mind.
We're just talking about how somebody should give you a once for.
Oh, yes.
But you know what?
Never mind.
You ended up devoted to the MF-er.
Yes. Still a dear friend to this day.
I had his back then. I got it now.
Yep.
Needed it a lot more then. But
let's get you updated on traffic.
And you didn't help.
No.
You encouraged him.
Of course I did.
And you knew better.
He and I, there's might be one. He and I one time took the station van from Melbourne, Florida to Georgia overnight. To cross state lines.
And at that time, I was working overnight, and there were times, it wasn't all the time, but there were times when Al would feel like kicking his heels up.
Yes.
And he might be talking to a young lady and brag about that, I'm in charge of this radio station. And maybe they said, I don't believe you. Or they did believe him, and they go, yeah, I don't listen to that station. That station sucks. I like rock. I would be hotlined.
Yep.
Because he...
Get those records that you hide underneath the console and put one on.
Because it was a top 40 station, and we were playing crap music. But he knew that for my own sanity, in the middle of the night, on the opposite turntable, while I was playing some song by T'Pau... Yeah. I would have AC/DC cranking.
Yeah.
I know you got those records in there, you son of a bitch. So, I am ordering you to put some good music on.
So from like 11 to 1 o'clock in the morning, we changed format.
So that he could listen to music he enjoyed.
Yeah, and I don't want to talk about the time he and I were selling beers to teens.
No, but no. I would get, because I have a unique perspective on this. Because they got in the station van and you were going to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I would receive phone calls about every 45 minutes. And they started out like this. Haney! Haney! Put on the records, man! Woo! You guys are in the van? Yeah, man! We're going to Pennsylvania.
We got tired Stan, in Georgia.
Stan, seriously. Al, can I talk to Stan? Yeah, he's right here.
Yeah.
Stan, you really going to Pennsylvania?
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
And then the calls got quieter and quieter and quieter until we got to the last call. When I don't know if you realized it or he realized it, but, you know, between midnight and 4, you can do what you want, but you're expected at work by 5.
And so isn't the company van.
Yes. And so then there was, we're coming home.
I got out of the van just in time to do the show at 6 in the morning.
We're coming home. You need to take those records off and I'll fix the logs, but it's starting at 4, you need to start the legal ID.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs.
How's Stan doing? He's napping.
Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. We got just one thing on the board, and it is in Bonita. Hopefully in the clearing stages by now, a crash, Butler Drive and Imperial Parkway. And you are up to date.
You have no idea. I should have taped those calls. They were so amusing. Because you went from the heights of euphoria all the way down to, we're almost back.
I told him I have to sleep in the back of the van. I gotta be bright and chipper when we get back to the radio station. Again. Well, I was 21, 22 years old.
Yeah, that's back when you used to be all judgmental about me and the women in the
beer.
Well,
some of the women.
Some of them. Okay. Okay. That's constructive criticism.
This guy.
There were a couple, though.
Yes.
But, you know, the later it gets, the harder it is to get them down there.
You know, I'd come into the radio station like at, 4:30 in the morning with a cup of coffee in my hand, having driven from Orlando, and I walk into the control room, and there is some woman in there and a bunch of long necks falling off. Coming up...
What, are you going to stare at me or give me a hand carrying these beers out?
Coming up, we'll have Mark Haney in the news.
You would tisk me.
Let's take a look at the headlines brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
See, I was just a jerk every night. Yes, you saved it up and were like a mega jerk just on a handful of nights.
Every once in a while, I could be a king jerk.
Yeah, you could. Which always shocked me. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
I heard back from Al. Of course, there's a cuss word in there. I gotta edit it.
Which one?
The S word.
Okay.
Wow, he did S for Y102 in Reading. Small world, isn't it? Wanted to let you guys know my wife and I will be moving to Florida next September.
Awesome.
Yes.
If there's one thing this show is known for, we'll have some of that.
Yep.
We have a list of the most overused work phrases. And finally, a man attacked an Applebee's employee with a meat cleaver.
Huh.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is an important thing. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
A new study shockingly finds that attractive people have better immune systems.
What?
Now that's an advantage for them. But with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
great things about being ugly.
Top great things about being ugly.
Blind dates feel so bad for you, they insist on paying. Halloween comes easy for you. All you need is a couple of neck bolts. You get tons of compliments about your personality. What the caricature artist on the boardwalk comes up with is actually an improvement and a compliment.
Shut your bitch ass!
Hey!
Don't you ever! You can walk through the department store without cosmetics employees pestering you.
Yep.
I'm going to say I feel good.
And finally, the top great thing about being ugly.
Yes.
You have two reasons to wear an N95 mask.
30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
And it's not your guys' fault.
Thank you, Dale.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Did you see the trailer for the new Elvis movie that's coming out? Some young guy is going to be playing Elvis through his entire career.
Korean actor?
No, but playing...
Some young guy?
No, not... He's a young guy. The Colonel Tom Parker being played by Tom Hanks. And
bet he'll have fun with that one.
It looks... I saw the trailer. It looks pretty darn good.
He'll get to use that accent. I'm Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah, he does that.
Kind of like Green Mile.
Yeah. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
This is from Justin. He, like Junior, is a collector of Pokemon cards.
Well, nobody's a collector like Junior. He's got the best.
Junior, I just wanted to let you and the guys know you read an email yesterday about a guy telling you how cheap it is to get your Pokemon cards graded. With PSA, which along with Beckett is probably the best option for grading, and I'll back him up on that. I just got some cards graded and it cost me $100 a card. Now, Junior, there are cheaper options, but I haven't been able to get out there and find them since the good old days before COVID.
Well, I think you get it done for $12 at Worthless Pokemon cards.
Yep,
that's
right,
a
flea market
booth. Yeah.
Depending on the value of your cards, Junior, it could be more. If the cards actually have some value, you say they are.
What is the problem with this? It seems like it would be cut and dried because we have two camps. People who are adamant that it's a flat rate to have them judged.
Yes.
And others that say it depends on the price.
I've gone to places where they have a show going on where they will, for $25, go and evaluate what you got.
Yeah, the PSA one sounds right. In the middle of COVID, I was actually looking into it, and their turnaround time was like 6 months because of COVID.
And plus, Haney wouldn't give you the money for that. You don't have $100 to go get a Pokemon Squirtle card evaluated.
I don't have $100 for anything.
What are you eating?
Potato chips.
Why would you do that when you're doing a radio show?
I wasn't thinking.
I'll save the other one for tomorrow. We don't have enough time.
I just pictured Sergeant Carter responding to that statement.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, like you, I am sick and tired of watching the news. You know, I used to watch the news every day, but lately... I just can't watch for more than a few minutes a day. I still see enough, though, to keep me informed. So here's
well, that's the trick, isn't it, Guardian?
Yep. So here's what I heard today, and I heard the same thing, Guardian. In Finland, there are two people on trial for quoting the Bible.
No.
Yes, and I saw this. One is a religious leader. He is on trial for supporting the person for their actions. Now, here is the Finnish government. Now, here is the Finnish government's... I don't know what he's writing here. To say the... Oh, who is the Finnish government to say the Bible isn't on trial? It's the act of quoting the Bible in public which is on trial. What the hell is that? I'll tell you what it is, and it's just stupid. That's like saying you can have a car, but you can't put gas in it. And also, you have you seen the price of used cars lately? They're up 40%.
Wait a second, Guardian, you don't drop a turd like that and walk off.
They had a woman was accused. She went and quoted the verse.
And what's wrong with that?
And she's being threatened now. She could wind up going to jail.
Why? They have a law in Finland against the Bible?
I saw her on there, but I can't watch it for too long. But Finland is losing their mind.
You know, that might be important to know.
I just saw her, and it was nice lady, quoted the Bible, and that's going to get her possible jail time. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our question of the week. I'll pose it to you. We'll send it around the horn and take your phone calls at 277-9600. Our question of the week is next. We're Stan and Haney.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family... Every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday afternoon. About a half hour away from Mark Haney in the news. But it is Thursday, and that means question of the week time. Going to pose a question. It's not a yes or no answer, because it's your answer. I'll pose the question. We'll do some traffic, give you a chance to pick up the phone and call us, 277-9600. We'll send it around the horn in here, and then we'll take your phone calls, and you can give us your answer to our question of the week. Here it is. Junior likes to say, and we've kind of jumped on the bandwagon with it, picks or it didn't happen. Picks. Or it didn't happen.
Yeah, bra.
Is it now back to bra? I like mate better.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Here's our question of the week. What is an amazing or memorable thing that has happened to you, and you have the pictures to back it up? Maybe you had your picture taken with a celebrity. Maybe you were part of an amazing thing that happened. You were witness to history. You've got the pictures. Maybe, and it is part of it, you witnessed a tragedy. You were part of something like that, and you witnessed it. The reason why I'm thinking about this is because my wife has taken me to Dallas for my birthday. She bought and paid for it.
Why would you go to Dallas?
Because I want to visit Dealey Plaza. And I watched a video of a woman that took a snapshot, didn't think anything of it, but she captured history. And she had a Polaroid, and she said, I captured this, and it was history. Pick or it didn't happen. What's an amazing or memorable thing that has happened to you, and you got the pictures to prove it? Celebrity, a magical moment, a World Series, a Super Bowl. You were there, you clicked the pictures. 277-9600, phone lines are open. picks or it didn't happen. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. 7900 block of Buddy Epson Drive. I wonder if it is named after Buddy Epson.
If it's not, it should be.
Right there at the Suncoast Estates. Fort Myers. Traffic control. Fowler Street and Jeffcott Street. Bonita. Hit and run. 26,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. And one more for you. It's Fort Myers Beach. Crash. Estero Boulevard and Madison Court. And you are up to date. Picks or it didn't happen. What is an amazing or memorable or historic thing that has happened to you, you are a part of, and you have the pictures to prove it? 277-9600. You get a busy signal, just know. When we finish with a caller, it frees open a line. We want to hear from as many people as we can. The thing that only that really pops into my head, and I've talked about it before, and there was the picture, and I saw the picture. I just don't have it.
I thought the negatives were destroyed.
Those are not the pictures I'm talking about.
Well, pardon me.
And by the way, you had to put one negative with the other negative to get the full body.
Just a little bit of house cleaning before we get started.
Yeah.
Housekeeping.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't have, internet access.
Oh.
Would you like me to play something off the box?
Yes.
But
go right ahead.
You'll have to be mindful of the volume because I don't have any control over that.
Done. Right. Done. 277-9600. Picks or it didn't happen. What's an amazing or memorable thing that has happened to you? And you have the pictures to prove it. Steel Wheels, Rolling Stones concert. It was in Tampa. You're not supposed to bring cameras in there. The program director from another radio station, our AM station, had a camera. And he smuggled it in. Little Instamatic. And the Rolling Stones are finishing their set. And they all come back out to take the big bow. And the program director yells at me, "Hey, Stan!" And I turned around. He was sitting right behind me, clicked the picture. It's me and the Rolling Stones up on stage. I said, "Oh, let me get one of you." And there were people that swamped us and threatened to beat you with a club. But I had a picture of me and the Rolling Stones. You got one that stands out in your mind? A memorable picture? Maybe with a celebrity? Maybe with something historic? Something memorable?
Huh.
I'd say the Shula picture for you.
Well, that's beyond obvious.
And I know we've talked about that before, too.
And it almost didn't happen, and Stan had the presence of mind the first time that I met Don Shula to get a picture of the two of us. And I will say this, that night in particular was magical because all of a sudden, me as a lifelong Dolphin fan, it's like you're not just going to go up and shake his hand. You're having dinner with the man.
And you sat directly across from him.
And it ended up with me and Coach Shula and Earl Morrill talking football all night long.
And the thing was, that was before digital cameras. and I had a roll of 35mm film.
I don't know how you got that picture. The conditions weren't right for it.
I hoped the flash would go off. I hoped I had a one-shot deal at it, and it came out perfectly.
And thank God it did. And we went on to spend time with Coach Shula several other times. And getting to know him on a one-on-one basis...
Well, it was magical for you.
Really?
Made you sick a couple of times.
Only the first time.
Junior?
And I'm sure I'm not the only one that he's had that effect on.
What is something amazing, memorable, special that happened to you, and you got the pictures to prove it?
Well, as a kid, I was a radio child. You know, my dad got to meet a bunch of celebrities. I didn't really appreciate it at the time because I was just a kid. I had a couple pictures with, like, Mike Love and Al Jardine from the Beach Boys. Can't remember where they are. A bunch of other artists. Like, it's in a photo album my dad has.
Well, I know you got to meet George Thorogood.
Yeah, I took a picture with George Thorogood and got to bask in his glory. Yeah. So, yeah.
Haney and I got to hang out in Al Jardine's dressing room.
I can't see what you wrote there. I just see computer question mark. There is no internet, if that's what you're asking.
I was asking if you restarted.
Yes, I did.
Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Michael.
Michael, pics or it didn't happen?
I have a picture of Joe Pantoliano, one of the Fratelli brothers from Goonies.
How did that happen?
So my wife and I, we were living in Portland, Oregon, and we went to the 25th anniversary Goonies in Astoria, Oregon. We were riding the trolley, and it just so happened the trolley stopped, and here comes Joe Pantoliano on like one of these little cruiser bikes, and he's got a hat on. And we were waving at him. He kind of looked oblivious to us, but we got a picture of it.
Oh, good for you. 277-9600. He was just probably trying to live his own life. Just like I was in Mike Ditka's restaurant one time in Chicago. And Ditka came in to eat dinner. He was with another gentleman. There were a few people at the table. And I didn't do it because I didn't want to be a part of it. The poor man was trying to sit down and eat his meal and was stuck signing autographs in between cuts of his steak. And I said, you know, I'd like to, you know, meet Ditka, like to get a picture with him, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to interrupt him while he's trying to have a meal and socialize.
That wouldn't be a good
experience. Nope. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, this is JB.
JB?
D.
Hey, JD. Pick, or it didn't happen.
Yeah, back in the day when the Pittsburgh Pirates were spring training down here, I had a day off of school. My mom took me to the Chamber of Commerce, and in walked Bill Mazeroski, who hit the winning home run.
Oh, 1960 World Series Game 7.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, he was a big hero back then, and the news press showed up in our little town, and... got my picture in the paper with Bill Mazeroski.
Did you? Well, that's pretty... What year were we talking about?
Well, this was going into spring training of 61.
Oh, right. And he wound up playing a long time. He retired in the 70s.
Right.
Appreciate the call. That's pretty good. He was the hero for the Pittsburgh Pirates, no doubt about it. 277-9600. Picks, or it didn't happen. What's an amazing, memorable, historic, special thing that happened to you, and you got the pictures to prove it? Ahoy, who's this?
My name is John.
John, pics or it didn't happen?
I think I might be able to do a little bit better than that. I got video.
Okay, of?
Anthony Michael Hall was trying to throw me out of a venue.
What? Hold on.
Trying to
throw me over his dead ass.
Eric Roberts actually saved me. So
hold on. Oh, now, okay. Yeah. I want to know a little bit more. So okay. where
what was this on the set of Best of the Best?
What
was going on?
All right. This is around 2012, 2013 in the Worcester, Mass area.
Okay.
There is a an event that came to our local civic center there, and it was called Rock and Shock, and it's about horror movies, horror movie effects.
Okay.
The human centipede guy was there, the dude that... The dude that played the Beast on the X-Men was there. Like, everybody was there. Anthony Michael Hall was there. And Eric Roberts was there. Now, I'm not exactly sure what Anthony Michael Hall was. I'm a huge 80s guy. I'm a big fan of all of his movies. If he only knew how much I liked him. But fortunately, I brought a video camera.
Oh, you brought... Yeah, your phone's breaking up. You brought a video camera. They say you gotta leave and... Thank God for Eric Roberts.
Saved his bacon.
Yep. Sorry about it, but your phone was breaking up, buddy, and I apologize.
I'm sorry, Anthony Michael Hall. I respect your star power, but I'm Eric Roberts.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Yes, this is Blake.
Hi, Blake. Will you do me a favor and turn your radio down, Blake?
Yes.
Thank you, brother. A pick, or it didn't happen.
So, back in 2007, I was in the Air Force. And at that time, I was stationed in Missouri. And 38 Special was playing at the State Fair. So, they happened to make a stop by the Air Force base on their way to the fair. And I got to eat lunch with them, like, right across the table from them, chatted. And at the time, I wasn't really sure who they were. And there was a band playing at this little atomic luau that we were having. It was a big party. Well, I asked them to play a few songs. And they said, yeah, why not? Sure. So they went up on stage and they started playing. And the moment they started playing, like, I knew immediately who they were. They were playing Hold On Loosely.
Yeah.
So I whipped out my phone.
That had to blow your mind, though.
Oh, my goodness. I started sending pictures to my dad. I was recording it. He was on the phone.
Yeah, got a chance to hear Hold On Loosely. Our buddy Jeff Carlisi was probably up there playing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was great. Oh, yeah. That's great stuff. 277-9600. I remember at Brian Howe's wedding that he had at Germain Arena, Hertz Arena. Jeff Carlisi was from 38 Special. He had left the band by that point in time. And so Brian was up on stage in the parking lot doing a show before his wedding at halftime of the Fire Cats game.
Sure, like most people do.
And so I think Jeff Carlisi was his best man. But he was up on stage playing with Brian. And I grabbed the microphone. I had a few pops in me. And I grabbed the microphone to the people that were in the parking lot going to the game and ready for the wedding. And I said to, hey, thank you, Brian. You know what? You got a guy here that's had a few more hits than you. Got Jeff Carlisi. You want to play a 38 Special song? And Jeff Carlisi came up to me. He played like three bars of Hold On Loosely. And then he leaned into me. He goes, they won't allow me to play my songs. I'll get sued. And sorry I said that. Go ahead, Brian. Give us another. But yeah, when he left the band, he couldn't play the songs anymore. And I don't know. That's what happened. And then halftime of the football game.
I hate litigious musical disputes.
Yep. I agree with you. Great guy, though. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Alan from Naples.
Hey, Alan. Picks or it didn't happen.
Okay, the picture thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
277-9600. I gave you your chance. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. Keith.
Hey, Keith. Picks or it didn't happen. Tell us.
Okay, I went to Fort Myers High School, and this is when Canseco was playing for the Red Sox. And it was within walking distance of the high school. And he was my favorite player growing up. I walked over there, went to the game right after school one day, and I was sitting in, standing in general admission. And I don't remember who they were playing, but someone hit a line drive, and Canseco in right field bent down to pick the ball up, and it rolled between his legs all the way to the track. And he ran back, he threw it in, and some guy in my area yelled, "Hey, Canseco, 40-40 club, 40 home runs, 40 errors."
Yeah.
And I got a picture of Canseco. I got a picture of him. He put his glove over his mouth, and he said, "Fuck."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Appreciate that. Appreciate the memory. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Picks or it didn't happen?
Well, I've got pictures that you would not believe. Oh, we actually have pictures. Wait to hear this one. And autographs from Meatloaf.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, man. You know, Haney and I had the privilege to interview him a couple of times. Haney saw him in concert, and he's very special to us. Tell us your story really quickly.
Oh, well, we went to a Comic-Con, and he was there with the Rocky Horror Group.
Oh, so okay.
We got to meet all the Rocky Horror people and have pictures of Barry Boswick, Susan Sarandon, Tim Curry. We got them all.
Nice.
And then we went to another convention, and my daughter has got autographs from all the people from The Walking Dead, including Scott Wilson, who passed away.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love him. And Herschel.
Herschel, you're ready for this? Do you know he was one of the guys in Truman Capote's In Cold Blood?
Oh, yeah. He had a tremendously long career, but that Walking Dead character was so good.
And when they killed him, we screamed, and the neighbors called the police.
Oh, I bet.
277. You know what? I'm out of time. I know we have more phone calls, but we're out of time. I looked up at the clock. I said, we got to get a move on. If you would like to answer our question of the week, email us, ahoy@stanandhaney.com. Picks or it didn't happen. What's an amazing, memorable, historic maybe thing that happened to you and you have the pictures to back it up? Mark Haney and the news is next. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
He's batting 287. The count is 2-1. And there's a runner on second. That's Boyer. Nobody out. And it's a smash to short. Brasseau scoops it up, and it should be an easy play. No, he drops the ball. He picks it up, but he can't make a throw. It's an error for Brasseau, and Lenz is on with Boyer moving to third. And check that. They've called it a hit now. Too hot to handle. No error for Eddie Brasseau. All right, runners on first and second. First and third, rather. An error? It was an error for the shortstop. I thought they flashed a hit sign on the scoreboard there. All right, Bobby Richardson now. One away. And, pardon me, none out. That's none out. And Bobby takes it high for a ball. A strike. The called strike. Nothing in one as Wilson looks in for a sign now. Richardson is 2-for-3 tonight. No, 1-for-3. Well, he had a single in the second inning. No, the first inning. All right, here's Wilson's pitch now. It's hit straight back at the pitcher. The line smashed. He throws a first. A double Lenz off first and retire the side with no score. A double play. Check that. Two out. Now, that did not retire the side. Boyer scored on the play. And the Yanks lead 4-1. Or 5-1, rather. And the hitter is Tommy Tresh now, the Yankee left fielder. Center fielder, that is. No, it's Jack Reed. Yeah, Reed took over in center field in the fourth when Tresh hurt his knee. Or his elbow, right? It wasn't his knee. I think it was. He hurt his knee. Anyway, that was last week. Hey, here's a pitch now to Reed, and it's a high pop foul over by third base, and it's taken by Dick Stewart back at first base. I think I said third base. Over by the dugout, back at first base, and that retires the side. One run, two hits, no errors. Make it one error. One error. Stewart's, Brasseau's error. And so after seven innings of play, it is New York 5 and Chicago 1, or Boston 1, And leading off of Boston now, in the next inning, will be Frank Malzone, the second baseman, the third baseman for the Red Sox. He is 0 for 3 tonight. He had a home run and a walk. He's 1 for 2. One hit and two official trips. And Whitey Ford is set to pitch to Frank Malzone. I'm sorry. Check that. It's Lou Clinton. Malzone flied out to end the last inning. And, it isn't Ford. That's Hal Renneff on the mound. Ford didn't feel well, I understand. We just received word. Ford didn't feel well, and he is after the last inning. It's going to be Hal Renneff, and he's warming up. And while we're waiting for Hal to warm up, here are scores of other games. Baltimore leads Minnesota 2-1 after four innings, and five innings, rather. And that's Minnesota leading 2-1. Detroit 5, Kansas City 4 after three innings. Chicago 5, rather. Not Detroit. Chicago 5, Kansas City 3. Make that after five innings at Detroit. Or Chicago, at Chicago, rather. Those are the only other games going tonight, friends. And while Renneff is taking his warm-up pitches, just a word from Lucky Strike Cigarettes.
Winston tastes good like a...
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We should be in a position where you, the experts say, we know is in fact, it's going to be.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic. 6 o'clock, Al Beck is on vacation. He's going to have a guest host. I don't know who it is. Earlier today, we had mentalist and illusionist Wayne Hoffman on. And
Haney, he was great.
He was. And Haney told me that when he gave the big reveal from the envelope illusion, you said I made a sound. And
a sound?
You asked Junior to capture it.
I have been around you, let's just say, over 30 years. And it's very rare that you make a sound I've never heard you make before.
Right. And I made that. Well, it was just total amazement when I saw him do the reveal on that. Do you have it? You do? You can talk. Your microphone's on.
All right. Well,
we're
I just
in the communication
it.
Business.
Okay. Well, I'm communicating that I have it. That's why I'm not okay. In my head. Yeah,
okay. Let's listen to it. Go ahead. Roll them.
Again. The things that come out of your body.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I don't know. I don't even think I could recreate that
like
if I wanted to. What is it again? Yeah, that could be an animal.
If I pitch it up a little bit, it probably will.
All right. Well, you know what? You got tools over there. Use them. What? Take the
roll it down a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. And now copy and paste it.
That's
so it
Stan.
Goes, so it goes for about, 5 seconds.
Okay, that sounds more familiar. See,
yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead, stretch that out a little.
Whoa.
See? Don't mess with me. You don't want to hear that out in the jungle.
Sir, it appears to be a Russian tiger class. Looks like a fly. Too fast, baby.
Okay.
Now let's hear it one more time, normal.
All right.
I knew we had something there.
Had something right there. Jeez.
Because that's involuntary.
Yeah,
it
is.
You couldn't do that again.
No.
No.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse.
You do, man. Your body produces some of the oddest noises.
Makes noises. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. With just one thing on the board, Fort Myers crash, South Tamiami Trail, and San Carlos Boulevard. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. It starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Where's my...
Hi, I'm Derek Hutchins. You're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, February 17th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Okay. You at all concerned with what Zuckerberg's up to?
You know, I gave up what he's up to.
Well, he's creating the Matrix.
I know.
Makes no bones about it.
He, you know what? If you don't use it, you don't have to worry about it.
Is that true, though?
I don't know. I hope it is.
With artificial intelligence and all of this, it's concerning. And here's a warning for you. As to how much things have changed in just the past 15 years. No human has beaten a computer in a chess tournament in over 15 years.
Means they're getting smarter.
Smarter than us.
Yeah. We'll be dead by the time it takes over.
You know, that's the most comforting thing that you tell me over and over again. Yeah. And sometimes I forget that.
Oh, this could happen in, 2073. Don't have to worry about it. We'll be gone.
Thank you for that peace of mind, Stan.
We will not have to tackle it. Just like our ancestors didn't have to tackle the horseless carriage.
I'm telling you, I see that as nothing but trouble.
Yep.
And you know what? I'd be right.
Yep. Why are you waving at me over there?
Yeah, you guys may not have to worry about it, but there's other generations that will.
Oh,
like
you?
Who?
Like you?
Like me.
I don't care.
See, that would have been the perfect time to bring up Gertrude Ungertman.
Yep. Perfect time.
She's the voice of our generation, man. What can I say?
Why didn't you have her hand?
You are still not mature enough to tell it like it is.
I think he just told it how it is.
How dare you continue to look away?
Because it doesn't bother us.
Yeah, we'll be dead.
We will not let you get away with this.
Nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
You're a child.
Yep.
You have to live with the consequences.
Well, let me get another schoolgirl to push you to the ground.
Yep.
How dare you?
Not our problem.
Nope. You have stolen my dreams.
Yep.
Somebody want to put her outside and lock the door?
You don't have balls unless you're rolling coal.
I say we will never forgive you.
Okay, I can live with it.
If you don't have balls unless you're rolling coal, man.
Damn right. Stan, you familiar with the term seeing eye dog?
I am.
Did you know that that is a trademark?
It doesn't surprise me.
Just like there are tissues and there are Kleenex?
Yep.
Seeing eye dog is trademarked by the very first school to train dogs for the blind.
Good move on their part.
It's a company called the Seeing Eye Incorporated. See, we didn't know that, so we call it, hey, that's Seeing Eye Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Only dogs trained there can legally be called Seeing Eye Dogs. The rest are just supposed to be called dog guides, so they're looked down upon. See, I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
I don't think you should look down on a dog because of where it went to school.
Yeah. You know, Ivy League versus city school.
Mm-hmm.
And did they complete their course?
Or did they attend?
Or did they attend?
This is interesting, and it's one I've not heard before, but they say it's a fact. People who run marathons, legitimate marathons,
yeah,
finish the race about a half inch shorter than when they started.
I believe with all the compression going on, your spinal column, all the discs being compressed.
It is the temporary effect of your back muscles tensing up over the course of the race. Stan, are you familiar with the word poppycock?
Yeah, it's a slang word. That's a bunch of poppycock.
Well, it comes from an old Dutch word that means soft excrement.
Okay. Learn more every day.
Yep.
That's why you do this segment. That's why every day you try to
bring
inform our listeners
something.
Something that they didn't know.
Yep.
Amazing stuff.
And that's like gold to me. I know it is to you, too. When you find out something that you truly didn't know.
Yeah, don't think you can't stop learning. Junior.
Well, in Junior's case, he probably thinks he has it all figured out, and there's nothing that could possibly surprise him.
Well, there's nothing left to learn here, bud.
Didn't he say that at one point? That everything there is to know is known. It's all in books. History has concluded.
That's what he believes.
Yeah.
This is the face of wisdom.
Why don't you shut up?
Until they burn the library down.
You want to take a break?
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I'm not sure about this one, Stan.
What?
Well, there's something nice about having coffee and a donut.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of, that's so Americana.
Mm-hmm.
And you, by the way, could order an Americano.
Okay.
That's hot water and espresso.
Oh, thanks. I'll keep that in mind.
Sometimes I'll go and order one and tell them to throw in an extra shot.
Do you ever ask them to cook it al dente?
No. No, I don't. What?
It's just a fun word to throw around at a restaurant.
Cafe Americano. I'd like it al dente.
You even know what al dente means?
Yeah. Do you, Mr. Book of Knowledge?
Yeah, I do.
Then shut up.
Yeah. Wake up and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well... Having coffee and a donut seems like one of life's simple pleasures, but they're taking it away.
Who's taking it away?
The good people over at Hostess have decided that having coffee and a donut is just too much work for us. So Hostess is now selling caffeinated donuts. They're called Boost Jumbo Donuts. And just like anything else that has caffeine in it, they claim it has the same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee.
I like to dunk.
They did a limited release last fall, and evidently people loved it.
Anything that's juiced up with some kind of stimulant, people are going to love.
They'll be available at convenience stores and truck stops nationwide starting this month. How can I put this? I enjoy what I do for a living.
Yes.
But I've always hated the workplace, no matter where it is, because you got too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Yep. I think that is pretty much with anybody that's working for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of chiefs, not enough Indians.
A new poll by Slack.
Is that offensive, by the way?
What?
Yes.
Oh, what?
What offensive?
Go report them then.
Too many chiefs, not enough Native Americans.
Oh, Jesus.
Get with the times, man.
No. No, I won't. Sorry about that, folks. Too many commanders, not enough guardians.
Yep. That's good.
Oh, that's better. I'll accept that.
A new poll by Slack found that 63% of people surveyed said it was off-putting to them when coworkers used what they call office jargon. However, 89% admit they use the same words themselves so that they fit in and sound more professional. The people in the poll said the most overused workplace phrases are ASAP, keep me in the loop, just checking in, team player, giving 110%, sorry for the delay, new normal, no worries, and touch base.
Get that. It's all over this building. Everybody is saying all that stuff.
You got to think outside the box.
Oh, that's an old one.
Loop me in.
Oh.
Well, we're back to square one, but let's circle back.
Oh, that's that Jen Psaki that does that. She circles back.
And the classic that got me in deep trouble in Little League. The coach informed the team. Me being in second grade, I didn't think I was saying anything wrong. Coach informed the team, look, kids, there's no I in team. I raised my hand. I said, no, there's not. But there's one right in the middle of win.
Right on. You probably heard some big kid in the neighborhood say it. You wouldn't, that second grader wouldn't think of that on his own.
Considering I mastered salad dressing when I was still a toddler.
True.
You got to bring that up every time.
Yeah.
Every time, man.
And even though I am correct that there is an I in win,
yes,
and winner,
yeah,
I still had to run laps.
Yep.
The old salad dressing defense.
So I missed the rest of his speech because I was running.
Running laps,
yep,
for that sass and back.
And then I realized anytime I wanted to be alone, just let a little sass loose, and I can go for a jog.
Yeah. I'd rather and I'll bet you because he was worried about watching the other players and kids that he didn't have an eye on you the whole time doing those laps, and you were half-assing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was a distraction.
A disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too many chiefs and not enough Indians. You know, my mom always used to say... And
people know what you mean when you say that.
She always used to say to me, and when I was really small, while you were ordering salad dressing, I had the fear of death put into me. She used to say to me, when I was misbehaving,
yeah,
keep it up and I'll give you back to the Indians. That used to be her little line. What?
Let's keep it up, and I'll give you back to the Native Americans.
And why would that be a bad thing?
Yeah, I'd go.
No, I'm saying that's the proper way to say it.
We have no right to judge their customs and ways. So what if they tie kids to trees?
Yeah, I'd learn a lesson.
Jesus.
Yeah, I gotta find the button.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
She used to say that.
Of course. All kinds of things were said.
Yep.
Which I won't repeat.
No, but nobody gets offended.
A lot of things came to mind.
Nobody gets offended when you say, you got the luck of the Irish. Oh, St. Patrick's Day, you're going to have all the mocking of leprechauns and all that. Nobody says anything about that. That's okay.
Cultural appropriation.
You got the luck of the Irish. Oh, that's okay.
That was problematic.
Oh, by using a little accent
there? Yeah, using the Irish accent, because it was a really bad one.
But what's the difference between using an Irish accent and an Australian one?
Pass. Okay. See, that was a good lead-in for him. Mate.
Down there on Bondi Beach. You know, I don't doubt being a bartender at Applebee's has its perks.
Sure.
But I don't think anything is worth being threatened with a meat cleaver.
No.
A 58-year-old man named Michael Duza went to the Applebee's in Washington State 2 weeks ago, and they had the nerve...
The
unmitigated gall to ask a grown-ass man to show proof of vaccination before he could enjoy the privileges afforded at the Applebee's. The county requires proof of a COVID vaccination or a negative test to even enter restaurants and bars.
Thank God we live in Florida.
Michael did not have this, so he flipped out, made a scene, and he was asked to leave. A bartender escorted him out of the Applebee's.
Right. They have that privilege. I think they carry a badge.
And he put up with that while they were inside the Applebee's, because, you know, that's their jurisdiction.
That's right.
But once outside, Michael realized that the bartender was out of his jurisdiction. So at that point, he began yelling at the bartender while waving a meat cleaver at his head. Then he lunged at him.
Ooh.
The bartender quickly realized his error, went back inside the Applebee's where he's the sheriff.
Yeah. Where he returned to sanctuary.
Yep. And he slammed the door in the man's face. Police later tracked Michael down and arrested him for assault. Michael admitted to threatening the man with a knife, but at the same time insists he didn't do anything wrong.
No.
It's unclear where he got the meat cleaver. Did he have it on him?
Well, a lot of people keep them in their trunk.
And Applebee's may have delicious boneless wings and riblet-type items, but it's not the kind of place you'd think a meat cleaver would be lying around. Guess it'll remain a mystery.
Yep. Didn't know if you had a
punchline.
You left it on an up note. Dun, 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 dun.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, February 17th.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's Wampum Big Chief Haney.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back.
Now we go smoke them peace pipe.
96K Rock.
Thank you for calling 96K Rock. Press 1 for Stan and Haney. Press 2 for Stan and Haney. Press 3 for Stan and... Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
I guess Junior and Mubba wrote that one. Pretty proud of that one, aren't you?
I got to give Mubba credit for that
one.
Well,
you know,
it was his idea.
A lot of added value with Junior and his celebrity impressions.
Yeah, oh yeah. Look at that. Look at this. You know, you're not going to shake him. You're not going to shake him. And I just believe in freedom of choice. And this is coming from somebody that's vaxxed and boosted. Absolute Law text line. Hey, Junior, got a question. Who should we listen to regarding vaccines? Perhaps politicians, police, or maybe Canadian truckers or dip radio DJs? You know what? Here's advice for you. I wouldn't answer that.
Oh, I was going to answer, and I was going to say, I don't care. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
It's not my body.
Do people understand the idea that a news story is not an opinion?
Correct.
It's something that happened.
This is what happens when Haney reads a news story or I read an email. Because we're reading it, we must be saying it. Wake up. Let's take a look.
I guess I need to say, for the record, I don't generally approve of people waving a meat cleaver around.
Thank you, Haney. I appreciate that.
But somehow it seems like that part of it, okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I heard Haney say it. I heard him say it. Traffic, idiot. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Just one thing on the board. And it's Fort Myers. Crash, 16,000 block of Domestic Avenue.
And we're going to rock down to Domestic Avenue.
Classic Comedy is brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Driving, that's another thing I can't do. You ever get behind someone, they're not moving? Right? You're like, come on. Right? You're like, you change into an animal. Right, you're just looking for the pass lane. You're looking to pass them. And it seems like it's days. It takes days for this to happen. But you'll finally get it, right? But as you pass, you can't let this go. As you pass them, you have to turn and look to see who the hell is driving this way. You can't go to bed at night without putting a face to that miles per hour. And I don't know what happens to us. As we pass, we lose it. We're like, what the hell are you doing? Sometimes you want to just slow up so they could see the face. You pull up and you're like, look at what you did to me. I was happy a mile ago. Look at this transformation.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Let's do the envelope.
Let's rock and roll. I want to point out, let's try to do the envelope, because
okay.
I have no idea what's about to happen. I want to point out, this is not part of my normal thing. Like, this is not something I normally do, so let's just try it.
Okay.
For those, if you're just tuning in, I had him put a piece of paper, I left the room.
Yep.
I had you write down something, and I have no idea what it is. He wrote something down, folded it up. He
was
in
what,
the
nearly
room.
An hour ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, what we're saying is exactly how it was done. You folded this up yourself, mm-hmm. put it in the envelope yourself, sealed it. You placed it somewhere in the room that I don't know where it is, and nor do I have access to it. And right now, I'm going to try to figure out what's in that envelope.
Okay.
And now, again, just for clarity, you didn't text this to anyone.
Absolutely not.
No one could have told me this. Literally, you're the only person in the universe that knows.
I'm the only one.
Okay. And you can confirm that 100%.
100%.
Okay. Think of it. Think of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over. I'll ask you this. Are there any... are there any visuals you can get in your mind to mm-hmm. represent? Okay, try to get, like, not just what it is, but get an emotional, visual, kind of artistic representation, a visual of what it is. Okay. Right away, I feel like what happened in your mind was there was a person in your mind, and then you changed it to a different person, but it was very brief and very fast. What I see, in my opinion, is you went up in age, meaning this is an older person. I feel like it's a person who's in your life. I feel like it is a person. I don't know. I could be totally wrong here. I feel like there's some type of emotional connection. It's not just random, but there's something important here. Before I do that, though, they're on an odd train of thoughts. Most people will choose, you know, someone that lives in their home, but I'm getting something different from you. First of all, it's not your mom. An older female. Wait, look at me. It's not your mom, correct? You can tell me.
It is.
Interesting. Look at me. Because it's an older family member.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, wow. You know what I'm getting? This is interesting. I know why. You weren't thinking mom.
No.
You were thinking of something that starts with the letter N. Am I right? He's freaking out. You would know.
He knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't urinate yet, because I said it's not your mom because you weren't thinking mom. You were thinking of her name. Think mm-hmm. of the actual name. Think yeah. of her name. Now, I want to point out, I truly know nothing. I don't know about your family. I don't know anything.
You don't. This is the first day we've met.
Think of it. I'm getting a unique name. Are you thinking of a nickname or the name that's on her birth certificate?
It's on her birth certificate.
Okay. Okay, then it's either a very unique name or I'm wrong or I'm missing some letters. I'm going to show you what I'm getting.
How's he doing this?
I don't know.
Does her middle name start with an A?
Does her middle name
start with an A?
No.
Okay, then it must be the last letter of her name because it's at the very end. It's almost like a beginning. So I'm going to just stop here because it's such a unique name. Is your mom's name something like this, like Nona? Or something similar.
Oh, my God.
I'll take that as a yes.
Hold on. Can I open the envelope?
Yeah, of course.
He told me to write somebody significant in my life. He left the room. He gave me the paper. He gave me the envelope. He said, I'm going to leave it. Write it down.
He's freaking out right now. I love the look on your face.
He said, I'm leaving the room. Write it
down. Well, I mean, you just don't pull Nona out of a hat.
No.
No.
I didn't even know. That's a very unusual name. Very
uncommon.
He said,
write it down. I'm leaving the room. I said, I wrote it down.
That's why when you said N, I was like,
oh, said, fold it up. Seal it in the envelope. I said, do you want me to seal it, sealed shut? He said, yes. And then after I had done that, he came back in and he told me, don't give me that envelope. Put it somewhere in the room and seal it and we'll ask about it later. Now, I'm going to prove this to everybody here. It's sealed. Here's the paper crumpled up.
Yeah, open it all the way. And
I am losing.
Now, did you write mom or did you write her name?
I wrote her name.
Let's see. What do we got? There it is. There it is. Right on the
back.
I spelled it correctly.
Yes, you did. I have never seen anything like this in my life.
I hope you got that marked and saved, that noise, whatever it was.
You are absolutely incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wayne Hoffman is going to be at Hertz Arena on March 11th. It's a 7 p.m. show. I'm telling you right now, you got to go.
He's done amazing things today, but I think the most amazing was when he goes, you don't mean Al Burke, do you?
I can't believe that! I
can't believe it. I want to thank you so much, and I urge everybody, I have never, we've seen a lot of great illusionists, magicians, mentalists. I've never seen anybody like him.
Thank
you. He's incredible.
What a great night out to
go
see him.
What a great night. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Blue skies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.